Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 35 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Gaffer, electrical engineer, prop master, Peter Hoffman, along with choreographer and makeup artist, Brian Rascona. They on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Thursday schmooze. Right up until Jody Mack, Jody McDonald at 10 on your fan, New York City.
There's a saying, never meet your heroes because they'll break your heart. From the moment I remember, I wanted to be a baseball player. It was the American dream. I got kicked off the team for smoking weed. It was a disaster. My plan was go into medicine.
The Belize School of Medical and Performing Arts.
What is Florida about? It's about vanity and sex. It was a perfect place for the anti-aging movement.
Especially down here in Miami, everyone's things now, now, now.
There's almost no regulations.
You'd have people who pretended to be doctors, given all types of medical advice.
He had a white lab coat that said Dr. Tony Bosch. He had a stethoscope around his neck. Yeah, I assumed he was a doctor.
Manny was the first VIP client. Within weeks, his focus was much better. He felt a lot quicker.
This guy says, yeah, my cousin's in the Yankees.
It was A-Rod.
He says, I want whatever Manny was taking.
I had a true believer right away. You know, 7 days after he started my program, he went ahead and in one game, he hit 3 home runs. And he said, I'll give you an extra 150 grand a year if you give me an exclusivity. I said, for 200, you got a deal.
Listen, each home run costs money.
At this time, Biogenesis had close to 300 athletes. We were consuming so much product, I had to go to the black market.
Okay, I just stumbled across some kind of steroid wing.
I didn't think I was going to get caught. I was busy going to parties. My cocaine bill was $6,000 a month.
The biggest steroid scandal in sports history exploded over $4,000.
I said, look, if I don't get my money, I'll blow this whole thing up.
It was just an absolute clown show.
Get rid of steroids now.
This is my whole life, my legacy. You tell me why I should serve one inning.
Tony Bosch is not a doctor. Tony Bosch is a drug dealer.
Coke addict, bad son, bad father, bad brother, bad everything.
What can you tell us about that?
No comment.
He's lucky he's not in the canal anywhere.
This guy's connected. A lot of people involved. Don't do this. You're going to get killed. So I got my 9mm.
For every sleazy thing Major League Baseball did in trying to pay witnesses, threatening people to cooperate, A-Rod and his crew were doing almost the exact same thing.
You pretty much can forget the Hall of Fame.
It was almost like, hey, Mom, I made it to the big leagues, but in a different way, you know?
You can't make this up.
Well, a little outside the box we are, leading off with the trailer to a documentary feature called Screwball. And it's now showing itself on iTunes, and it's done by Billy Corbin, who will join us at 7:20. It's actually done by Billy Corbin and Alfred Spellman. And the stars of this documentary, Anthony Tony Bosch, and a number of very well-known baseball players, including number 13 in your program and number 1 in J-Lo's heart. But this documentary is really more madcap, more a crime comedy in the vein of Elmore Leonard or maybe even the Coen brothers. And yes, it does raise serious questions about the ethics of pro sports, but Screwball will make you smile as much as making your jaw drop in disbelief as you listen to Anthony Bosch and especially number 13 in your program. So Billy Corbin, He'll join us at 7:20, the writer, producer, and director, and choreographer of this particular documentary called Screwball. And again, Spellman and Billy Corbin, they did a very, very popular documentary, maybe you recall, maybe you saw, Cocaine Cowboys, back in 2006. So Billy Corbin at 7:20. Even if you don't jump very high, you don't want to jump to any conclusions. It is still early with no need to alert the glue factory with 12 games into April. Yet when you hear the manager say, it's going to be all right, you wonder if he's talking about his team or his wife 10 minutes before he calls ESPN to find out if they might be interested in a fourth person in the Sunday night booth. Now, we don't want to be judgmental and sound parental, but it's absolutely essential to know from what's fundamental. There's a certain manager who sees, hears, and speaks no evil as he shrinks his kids, and we hold these truths to be very self-evident. We haven't mentioned his name, but we're not talking about Casey Stengel or Joe Torre. Nobody wants to think that James Paxton and Sonny Gray are related, but let's put it this way. James, he comes, does Mr. Paxton. He comes from sleepless in Seattle to the city that never sleeps, to Houston, where he had a problem last night with 28 pitches right away to only 8 swings and misses with 95 pitches thrown in 4 innings. So, a quality start it was not, since you won't find quality used when making the reference to any of the 3 games the Yankees played in Texas. And the best bullpen in the game may not even be the best bullpen in New York City, if the word best can be used when describing the pen from the Bronx or the pen from Queens. The Beatles. The Beatles had to be baseball fans because they were always with help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know we need someone. Help. So both the Yankees and the Metropolitans were listening, with the Yankees calling up Joe Harvey and the Metropolitans calling up Corey Oswald. Please hold your excitement. Speaking of excitement, how excited were you on April 27, 1994, when the Yankees won a 12-2 game in Seattle? What? You don't remember this game? Sure you do. Who doesn't remember already the top of the third inning with 2 outs and nobody on? You don't remember Dave Fleming on the mound for Seattle? Maybe we should refresh. With 2 outs and nobody on in that top of the third inning in the Pacific Northwest, Jim Leyritz, ball 4. Don Mattingly, ball 4. Danny Tartable, take your base. So now it's loaded for Mike Stanley with those 2 outs. Another ball 4. Still loaded. Here is Paul O'Neill, and he, too, with a free pass. So, finally, Dave Fleming is gone, and here comes somebody you'll remember, Jeff Nelson. And Jeff Nelson facing Bernie Williams. And, oh, what happened here? Bernie hit by the pitch. And here is another run, and it's now Nelson facing Mike Gallego, and ball 4, take your base. And now here's Pat Kelly, and he's facing Nelson, and ball 4. So, as Mel Allen used to say, well, how about that? Well, so. Not since 1994 as a team have at least seven consecutive batters reach base by the free pass or a hit batter until last night.
The goal here is to encourage him to actually walk the walk and not just talk the talk.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
And the pitch is high and tight, ball four, and missed by a lot. And for the first time tonight, the Mets have two base runners. Three and two, they don't go, and the pitch is outside, ball four, the bases are loaded. High, ball four, three straight walks, and that reloads the bases with two out. You would imagine now they'll go to the bullpen. 2-0 to Nimmo, the pitch, hit him, and that ties the ball game.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Walk on.
Three straight walks, then a hit batsman after that McNeil single. Payoff pitched in the dirt, ball four, and the Mets take the lead, 2-1. Here's the pitch to Cano. Inside, ball four, it forces home another run. It is 3-1 New York.
Walk on by.
A single, three walks, a hit batsman, and now two walks. The 3-0 is high, ball four. It forces in another run. 4-1 New York.
This is nuts.
Walk, on by.
Walk, walk, walk. Hit batsman. Walk, walk, walk.
Walk on by.
Put it in the books.
Now you really gotta go, so walk on by.
Seven consecutive batters and nobody putting the ball in play. And the Mets hold on, and thanks to their fancy bullpen, holding off the Minnesota Twins. Here is the lineup for tonight with the Metropolitans, game number 12. Leading off and left is Nimmo, over there at first base with his five home runs and hitting a lot to the opposite field is Pete Alonso, the 36-year-old second baseman, Cano. He'll be batting number three. Conforto making lots of contact in right field. Wilson Ramos behind the plate batting number five. Jeff McNeil over there at third base. Rosario at shortstop is batting number seven. Lagares will be in center. And Steven Matz on the mound for the New York Metropolitans. And once again, 7:20. We'll be talking to the writer and the producer and the director of a madcap documentary called Screwball. And it should be, we hope, a very interesting interview with Mr. Corbin, who wrote and produced and directed this so far very well acclaimed. I mean, it really is getting the good reviews. The documentary called Screwball. So we'll talk to Mr. Corbin at 7:20 and talk with you before and after that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.